At his peak, I have been told, Art Bell had 40 million listeners, many of whom were attracted by the appearance of Ed Dames. Dames became something of a regular fixture on the show. Here is a typical excerpt from one of his appearances in 1995. Art Bell. If you'll recall, the government over many years now has dumped a lot of money and time and effort into remote viewing, so it's not as crazy as it might seem. I managed to get Major Dames on the line. I know it's very, very late. Major, welcome to the program. Ed Dames. Thank you, Art. Art Bell. What can you tell us? Ed Dames. Well, in addition to our training and our high-level contracts that we perform for various agencies, tracking terrorists for the government, we have data indicating that human babies will be dying soon, many human babies. It appears there is a bovine AIDS virus developing. This bovine AIDS will become a toxicological insult to human babies, and they will die in relatively large numbers. Art Bell.
God! Phew! No escape, huh?
Ed Dames. No, there doesn't appear to be an escape. Art Bell.
Oh, God, this is horrible news.
Art Bell has played host to many prophets of doom over the years, but this one, sensationally, was a major in the U.S. Army with top-level security clearance. Ed continued. Yes, millions of American babies were imminently to develop AIDS from drinking infected cow's milk. This was, he said, something he had psychically perceived while still in the Army, and he had passed the information to his superiors. So the highest-ranking military intelligence officers knew this, too. Art Bell gasped at the revelation that pre-knowledge of this impending cataclysm went to the very top. Furthermore, Ed said, 300 miles per hour winds were soon to ravage America, wiping out all the wheat, and everyone would have to stay indoors for pretty much the rest of their lives. It was great, reminisced Prudence at her kitchen table in San Diego. These were the glory days of remote viewing. People were so excited about it, it seemed so fantastic. Ed Dames immediately became one of Art Bell's very favorite interviewees ever. He was on all the time. He said we were going to be scorched by this huge solar flare, which was going to wipe out most of life on Earth. And he said that an incoming comet, Hale-Bopp, was going to drop a plant pathogen. Really? I asked. Yeah. He said an alien race had attached a canister to Hale-Bopp, and it was going to drop this canister on the Earth, and some kind of virus was going to come out and eat all the plant life, and we'd have to live on earthworms and live underground. Prudence laughed. Ed Dames said that. Oh, yeah. And he had specific dates for this. He said it was going to happen by February 2000. We both laughed. And what about the bovine AIDS? I asked. Bovine AIDS? Said Prudence. She turned serious. Mad cow, she said.